Come on.
We've arrived at Hop Island Equestrian Centre.
Dad, I told you.
Yes, I know, but just let me talk to myself about where we've arrived.
Don't you have the audio bill on?
I do have it on, but I'm talking to myself. We're arriving on Hop Island. Now, those of you who haven't a clue what Hop Island is, who are 99...
It's a horse riding place.
It's a horse riding place. But it actually is an island. But it's a very peculiar island. It's not like what you'd imagine, an island surrounded by water. It's joined onto the land by... I call it... what's it joined onto the land by? Mud. It's a tiny little bit of land in Cork Harbour, I suppose, in the mouth of the River Lee, where there are plenty of islands, including Little Island and other islands, Haulbowline Island and other places that
Hop
I can't
Island.
Remember. But Hop Island is a place that has...
horses.
And what on earth do the horses do here, I wonder? We're going to see if they're
going
awake.
Pony camp.
And pony camp goes on Hop Island. And Hop Island has got a red Wiser bin here and a sign saying riding school. And there are puddles on the ground. And there are autumn leaves. Leaves of fall fallen on the tarmac. And another Wiser bin. And...
Three Wiser bins we've seen.
Three Wiser bins. And a sign saying Hop Island Equestrian Centre. And a tree, a huge beech tree, I think, that has been cut down. And all that's left is a stump and 15 kilometres per hour. Welcome to the island house, it says, the sign says. And there is a woman with a pink hat pushing a wheelbarrow. And
Dad,
in the wheelbarrow
Dad,
is a load of horse
Dad,
dung. Yes, yes.
That's, just a minute, that's, what?
You mean you know who that person is?
Yeah, she's my teacher in pony camp.
She's your teacher in pony?
For horse riding.
For horse riding?
And what's the purple school called? Oh, yes, her name's Regina.
Her name is Regina?
Yeah. Brought from Regina Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's a school in Cork that wears a purple uniform. We've arrived at an assembly point. What are you going to do now? Where are you going? We're early.
So?
What are you going to do?
Put my bag in the conservatory.
Oh, we're off. Okay, we're off. She's gone running off. She's just gone running off in the direction of a house, and the house has got a door, and she's opened the door and she's gone inside and she's putting her lunch bag and her crop. No, she's going behind a motorcycle and I'm walking along slowly behind her, and she's coming. She's got a crop in her hand. She's left the door open. She's left the door of the house open.
You
I will not. I will not. You're at pony camp. How can you clean horse dung and not close house doors? Do you actually have much to do with horse dung?
Nope.
You don't like the smell? She's hitting herself with the crop. And there's the little dog, the tiny little dog. She's bending down and tapping the tiny little dog on its head. The dog has got a uniform on or a coat on. And the little thing is walking towards me. And the little dog, she's stroking the little dog. And a big dog comes over. That's Regina.
That's Regina's dog. I don't know his name. And that's Ben. Hi, Ben. Hi, boy.
Whose dog is Ben?
I don't know.
Ben's got a black collar and a big tail that he's swishing from left to right and right to left.
He loves being rubbed.
And he's getting a good rub from Grace, who's rubbing him around the back of the neck. And now she's bored with doing that, so she's giving that up. And she's going in the direction of a horse. And she's going to look in the horse's house. Oh, what's in here? Look at all these horse hats.
Dad, they're horse riding hats that you can borrow.
Are they?
Oh, show jumping.
Hey, do they fit the horses?
No, they're for you. They're for me. Because I don't have any hats.
Oh, I see. They're not for horses. They're for people. I see number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And they're all black.
Yeah.
Right, let's
see. I'm size 1.
You're size 1?
Yep.
Are all the size 1s the same?
Yeah.
And it says here, riding is a risk sport. Your choice to ride is voluntary. We take care to provide suitable and safe horses and ponies for our customers, but all animals can be unpredictable. Hey, do you know that, Grace? All animals can be unpredictable.
What does that mean?
It means you can't be sure what they're going to do next. Can you be sure what your pony's going to do next?
No.
No. Could your pony go left instead of right? Yeah, or right instead of left?
Yeah, of course. He can always disobey you. He can always disobey you. But that's what you don't want, so he gets a slap on with the whip, with the crop.
Do you hurt him with that crop?
Sometimes.
Do you hurt the horse?
Dad.
Yeah.
If it's being bold, what do you do?
Well, what would I do with you if you were bold?
You would shout at me.
Would I take a crop to you?
No.
Would I shout at you?
Yes.
Would I?
You make me feel upset, so.
When's the last time I shouted at you? She's walked off. Okay. We strongly advise you to take out full personal accident cover. Yes. I see here. They've got show jumping every Friday night. It costs €12 to enter. And it starts at 6 p.m. And there's a Halloween fancy dress this Friday in League. So prize for the winner and the best costume. There's a first aid kit on the wall. And this is an approved AIRE, A-I-R-E, Association of Irish Riding Establishments sign. Anyway, I'm just wandering around here filling in the time before somebody will look after my daughter and I can leave her here. Hey!
Dad, you're not allowed.
There are horses in there.
I know.
What am I allowed to do here?
You're not allowed to go in there.
Okay, this is the central place. This is the place where everybody is signed in and everybody has their horse. How do you know what horse you're going to get today, by the way?
They allow you to choose. I'm getting Bobby today.
Bobby? Yep. Did you have Bobby yesterday?
No, I had Chip.
You got Chip. You wanted to get Chip.
Yep.
That was your plan yesterday, and you got your plan? But was Chip a pain in the neck? She's hitting her leg now. She's actually, you know, practicing the art of clipping the horse with the crop. The crop is about a meter long, and at the top of the crop is a little leather thing. How many hands?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 hands.
The crop is 17 hands. Wow. You know what they say, that a horse, when a horse is 16 hands high, it's called a cob. So your crop is taller than a cob. I never realised that.
That's the size of a cob?
Well, if a cob is 16 hands and you told me a crop is 17 hands...
No, I said one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
17 hands.
And that's... this is taller than a cob.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
Interesting.
Unexpected.
How do you measure the size of a horse, anyway?
Hands. You go, go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
So if I was a horse, how tall, how many hands would I be?
Be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 hands, you would be a cob.
I'd be a cob, right. But your crop is taller than that, isn't it? Your crop your crop is 17 hands.
Oh, whoops. It's not taller than cob. Look where it is on you.
It's up to just above my knee.
Yep.
So what does that mean, I wonder?
I don't know. This isn't a cob.
So, the crop is... Are you sure that crop is 17 hands?
It isn't. Look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Morning.
Hello, morning. Good morning.
How are we?
Well. That was the lady 18. Pushing a barrow
18?
Load of 18. 18 hands. The crop is 18 hands.
No.
And I'm 17 hands.
No.
I wonder how we will find There's something not quite right, is there?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is. Maybe you're at pony camp today, you can find out. Could you? Could you solve that puzzle?
Or else it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 hands.
So how did you measure that crop now?
The flat hand.
With your hand flat in
but
that
it's
direction.
Usually this. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. With that.
So which way do you turn your hand when you're measuring a horse?
I don't know.
Do you have it this way? Like?
I think so.
Or do you have it that way?
I think you have it the second way.
The second way, right. Okay. Well, I think there must be some ponies here that are 100 hands high.
No.
Okay, tell you what. When I pick you up today from riding, right? Or Mum's picking you up today. But when I pick you up from Mum's later on today, right? Will you explain to me how you measure the height of a horse? So that I'm not taller than a crop, okay? Bye-bye.